WK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. He trained untold numbers of Olympic gold medalists and world champions, in the process becoming almost as famous as the athletes he pushed to the highest levels of gymnastics. We've learned that Bella Caroli has died.
At the 1996 Olympic Games, that was Caroli's message to Curry Strug after getting hurt during her first vault.
Curry Strug is hurt.
He would carry her off the mat in his arms in one of the most iconic images in gymnastics history. Caroli has come under fire for his methods, and several former gymnasts blame the Carolis for their role in the Larry Nassar scandal. Bella Caroli was 82.
CBS's Matt Piper. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with President Biden at the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit in Peru. CBS's Natalie Brand says Xi was asked about a particular promise President-elect Donald Trump made during the campaign.
President Xi, in commenting on the U.S. presidential election, said his goal of a stable, healthy, and sustainable relationship with the U.S. is unchanged. Xi was also asked a question by a reporter about whether he's worried about the threat of tariffs under the Trump administration. He did not respond.
The Israeli army says Hezbollah fired about 80 projectiles at Israel today from Lebanon. The IDF today launched a wave of strikes on the Iran-backed militant group's positions in Lebanon. After dumping as much as 35 inches of rain on parts of Honduras, Tropical Storm Sara is now heading for Belize and Mexico. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan.
Here we're expecting Sara to start move a little more quickly toward the west, northwest, and northwest, with the forward speed increasing more to 5 to 10 miles per hour over the next couple of days.
The center says the storm is now about 90 miles southeast of Belize City. A Southwest Airlines plane taxiing for takeoff from Dallas Love Field Airport last night was hit by gunfire. One bullet struck the fuselage just below the cockpit. This is Dallas Police Corporal Melinda Gutierrez.
No injuries are reported, and the Dallas Police Department will be the lead agency in this investigation. It is ongoing, and there's have been no arrests made.
And more than 100 passengers on a Southwest Airlines plane that was preparing to take off from Denver International Airport had to evacuate after a cell phone battery caught fire inside the cabin. KCNC-TV's Alan Janay has the story.
The aisle became jammed as the crew tried to handle the situation. Attendants are trained to put the fires out, which Southwest said was the case on Friday morning's flight.
The CDC says a particular strain of Mpox has been confirmed in California, the first case of that strain detected in the United States. The disease was diagnosed in a person who was recently in East Africa. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From Wisconsin, this is Max Inc. Radio.
We are local music.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada. And we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Lights, sing along to our guilty pleasures. There's so-
closer. Let me hold you. She's got me feeling all crazy, 'cause now I wanna make her my whole world. She's a badass queen, a work of art. She's my wild dog girl. Oh, 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 she's my wild dog girl. When I cry that whiskey bottle, she's got me feeling all crazy, 'cause now I wanna make her my whole world. She's a badass queen, a work of art. Oh, she's my wild card girl. Oh, 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 she's my wild card girl, yeah, yeah.
All right, Andy Colonico, Wild Card Girl, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, it is the weekend. You, Wisconsin, are listening to local music from someplace else. I'm broadcasting this show from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, where I happened to see Andy Colonico about a week and a half ago. He was out at a great event to honor the great Rick Rose in Niagara Falls. Dreaming Out Loud is what it was called, songwriting circle, and Andy, as always, killed it. And of course, he also is the singer and sometimes drummer in the band Revive the Rose, which I also play right here on the Indy 45 radio show. Speaking of the Rick Rose event, I caught up with Ryan Lund from St. Catharines, and Ryan and his producer Dean Moulton and I sat down and chatted for BS Live Rocks, which is a TV show that airs here in Canada on Your TV Niagara. But I decided to take some of the audio from that and put a two-part interview together for you so you can learn more about Ryan Lund. That is all coming up. Stick around. Indy 45, this is Max Sync Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
He gets up, out of bed. He's gotta pay some bills, but he's in the red. He checks his account, it's drained. He swears he had some money yesterday. So he takes a walk to the corner store, buys a ticket to play some more. He's a winner, a free play again. But it's all he's ever won before. But he says my money comes in streaks. Yeah, my loving comes in streaks. I'm lucky, but it comes in streaks. Yeah, my love, my money come in streaks. So he goes to work. He's gotta make some money. But he's late. That's not funny, 'cause they locked him out, he can't get in. And he swears he'll never be late like this again. So he calls his honey, there's no answer. He texts his buddy, no reply. He's got friends, maybe three or four. Swears he's never been left like this before. But he says my money comes in streaks. Yeah, my loving comes in streaks. I'm lucky, but it comes in streaks. Yeah, my luck, my love, my money come in streaks. Back home on his own 2 feet, mad at the world for his own self-defeat. That he still has bills he's gonna have to pay. No more head than he was yesterday. So he goes to bed. It's just not worth it. He'll sleep it off, dream he can make it. But there's a knock at the door. It's the landlord who says, "Hey, look, kid, I just can't cover you no more." To which he firmly replies, "But my money comes in streaks. Yeah, my loving comes in streaks. Yeah, I'm lucky, but it comes in streaks. Yeah, my luck, my love, my money come in streaks. Yeah, my money comes in streaks. Yeah, my loving comes in streaks. And I'm just so dang lucky, but it comes in streaks. Yeah, my luck, my love, my money come in streaks."
Yeah, I don't have any money. Doesn't matter the streak I'm on or off. Rob Repo right there. 8045 Max Sync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com, or you can email me if you'd like. ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. I mentioned I caught up with my friend Ryan Lunn not that long ago to film a part of a, I guess, a feature on BS Live Rocks for Your TV Niagara. We've done that for 9 years now, supporting local music here in Niagara. And I decided to edit it into two parts so I could play it on radio and you could learn a little bit about my friend Ryan Lunn. He put a brand new album together, 10 songs on the album, all produced by Dean Malton, and you're going to learn more coming up in just a few moments. So why don't we get to a song by Ryan Lunn? This one's called Blood Memory, getting things started right here. The little Ryan Lunn feature I got for you. This is Indie 45 Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A red prom dress hangs in front of St. Catherine's Hospital's entrance today, and those who gather around it say it belonged to Heather Winterstein, who died inside the waiting room a year and a half ago.
I hate the circumstances, but she's now part of something really big.
Relocate them where we like, 'cause if they're
A very personal song for Ryan Lund. It is called Blood Memory. 8045, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, Shane Christopher Neal. I mentioned I sat down with Ryan and his producer, Dean Moulton, not that long ago. This interview, as I mentioned, was for television. Hasn't aired yet. It will air soon. And I took some of the audio, did the best I could with it as far as the quality to play of this two-part interview. So why don't we get into it right now? Ryan Lund, Dean Moulton. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Thanks for inviting me here.
Oh,
it's kind of warm. It's kind of warm in here, but it's a nice day. It's November. It's like 22 degrees outside.
The air conditioning's off. We switched over to heat. It's just too beautiful of a day. So
yeah, and there's three beautiful people here. So
Ryan, yeah,
here we go.
Here we go.
So Ryan contacted me a month ago.
Yeah.
About having a conversation. You had some new music coming out. You're very proud of, obviously.
Great record.
And so I want you to talk first about kind of how you connected with Dean when you started maybe working with him as a producer, co-writer, all that kind of stuff.
I think maybe 2 years back.
Yep.
We had talked. Dean, I was surprised when Dean mentioned that he wanted to work with me at some point, and I was
surprised when Dean said he wanted to work with you.
So I was excited to hear that, and so we decided to do a song together. And I had been writing with Dave Rave from Teenage Head, and we had put this little ditty together called Movies. And so me and Dave came to the studio and we put a song together, and we worked with Diener on it, and we pulled some heavy hitters together. We got Mark Rogers on the drums. Who else? We had...
you had Angela Siracusa in on background.
Siracusa. We had Rob Killian on keys.
Killian played some, or Hammond and piano, I think. Or Hammond for sure, yeah.
And I was just such a, like, an easy, great chemistry. We had such a good...
So where did the song come from? Like, did you and Dave wrote it? And, or like, what... Because I saw the video for it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But give me the concept of that song.
It was kind of like... I kind of came from the place of like just how everybody's like big movie star on there.
It's the living up to the Joneses thing, really, right?
Yeah.
How you as a couple can live up, you have to have the big house and that car. And that's sort of the premise of the lyric.
And just how everybody's got their own, everyone's got 20,000 followers and everybody's a movie star in the making in their social media world.
Of course.
Everybody's living life in the movies, and just sort of that sort of juxtaposition of how everybody's sort of thinks they're a big star. And at the same time, I was sort of thinking about how in my own life, how I had gone through a period of,
thinking that or being that.
Living over, in my own means, we were living sort of that way for a while. And like, and it kind of came out of the just exaggerated way of living. And
but it was a fun song,
and it was a kind of a rocking country song, and it was a fun summer rocking song.
Yeah, and that was part of like when I approached Ryan the first time and said I wanted to work with him. I don't understand why he was so surprised, but I'd been watching him just what he is, and I'm sure other people have seen what he's released over the years, like on Facebook or whatever. And I always thought like, man, I really like his voice, but just the production really isn't hitting the mark. Doesn't line up. Like, not that it was done badly, because that's not at all what I mean. But I just mean like, you could kind of tell that the person that was in charge of putting the music together was on a different planet than Ryan.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean? It just didn't quite mesh. Like, it was either like gaps of decades of age difference, you know, like it's like Ryan putting out a song that sounds like a boy band song or something. It just wouldn't make sense.
Right.
You have to do somewhat age appropriate. Anyway, not to get into how old we are, but
we're not young.
Yeah, but I saw him play with his band and stuff too, and like, or a couple events where he had a band. I'm like, it's, you know, he's got this great vibe, kind of, you know, a la Springsteenish kind of vibe.
Sure, yeah.
On. It's like that's closer to. And then Ryan's like, well, yeah, I'm a product of the '90s and the early 2000s. Like, I want to bring all those elements that I grew up on. I want to bring that to my sound kind of thing. So I was like, well, yeah, now we're talking guitars and bass and drums. Like that's my language.
That's your language. Yeah, absolutely.
As opposed to like some of the other people he had been working with, which was more, you know, modern productions with synths and, you know, drum machines and beats and loops.
Yeah,
and,
you
know,
yeah. You're into the real sounds of amps and drums.
I'm into that stuff too. But again, I don't apply those things to 55-year-olds. Not that you're that old, you're only 40 or something. But you're saying, I'm just saying that as an exaggeration.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the same way if I'm working with somebody really young, I don't bring in a bunch of really old cats that sound like they're from country radio in 1980. You
makes
know what
sense.
I mean?
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
You have to, something that has to be modern about
yeah,
it. Right, she's right. a 20-year-old or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So no, it's just being age appropriate. So anyway, that's what brought us.
You did a song, Dean.
That's not on the record.
No, that's on the record.
No, it's
okay.
Not.
Well, we were back and forth about it.
But why is it on the record?
Well, it's going to be a hidden track, but it was released ahead of it, and it had been out there and released, and then we were like, okay, now we're going to do a record, and it had been out there, so now we were like.
And well, because it was a bit more novel, and he'd already done the video, and
I saw the video,
But
it will run the video
compared to the music that we've done that we call this record. It just didn't.
So does this record sound different than that single?
Is that what you're saying? It almost belonged sort of in it, but not. He felt like it didn't, and it just the record is it stands alone on its own, and it honestly. It's more kind of not like you're right. It's a novel.
It's a bit novel.
Yeah.
The record is so this new record is so very personal, and the lyrics are really quite profound on a lot of the songs. And this was more of like a novel, fun summer
clap along
kind of thing. It just didn't fit the vibe.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Because Ryan is a writer first and foremost, and then he's an artist as well. So
yeah.
Sometimes writers will write songs that aren't necessarily right. You know what I mean? Not necessarily good for them as an artist. Right.
And that's why sometimes they write songs and give them to somebody else.
Absolutely.
I make the same song again over and over and over.
Right, like, and writers can't decide what's going to come out. Songs pop out that you wrote them, but it doesn't mean it necessarily going to fit the record.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Like this record is what's really unique is like every song is different.
Yes,
it's like a different genre.
And almost. Even though getting this movies thing out of the way, even though it is different and all of the songs on this record are different, it still didn't fit. So enough of that. I mean, it's still a great song. Listen to it.
So how many songs are on this record?
10.
There's 10. That's unusual, right? Or am I wrong to think that people putting out 10 songs? I mean, usually it's 3 or 4 and they've had enough, maybe. I don't know.
That's the world we're in now. I mean, you really only need one song.
Yeah.
Because of Spotify in this world where I'll grab a single from here and nobody has. But I'm still locked into the album experience. I grew up
right
that way. Where you listened to an album.
they slip each other roofies and drink too much. Then we wake up in our Italian sports car. Then we fly in the finest caviar.
So we're talking about your, what's the title of this album? I don't think I asked you that yet.
Great. It's called Sonic Diaries. And
that, good interviewer would have asked that first. But
yeah, that, well, you can always play this part first.
That's right. Yeah, good point. Good editor would know this and put it first.
It's like, not now. But before I said that, you certainly could.
So tell you.
Sonic Diaries.
Yeah.
And what that meant was sort of like, this is like the soundtrack you weren't supposed to hear. Like as if, it's like the private journal sonically, yeah, that you're listening to somebody's inner thoughts sonically.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So your thoughts. So some people gather their thoughts from experiences and they write songs. Some just create this world that they wish they were in and wrote songs. Like, so where did some of these lyrics come from for you? All over?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is a handful of these songs were some of the first songs that I wrote when I was like 18 and 19. And they were like my inner things that sat in a box. And they were like some of the first songs that I tried to put together. And then I went back and reconstructed them into new versions of songs.
Really?
Yeah. One of my favorite songs, song 4, Beyond the Pines.
Beyond the Pines, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really a great tune. It was originally called California. It was like... It's just the imagery of California. I'd just been out to L.A. Visiting someone, and I just stayed for a week in West Hollywood, and I had, like, this incredible time. And I just watched a movie with Brad Pitt and Julia, whatever, and it was called California with a K. I don't know if you remember.
Okay.
So I called.
I think I was in that, actually.
But anyway,
yeah. You can't be wrong.
There you go. Yeah, I remember that. And so I called the song California with a K.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I'm going back to California. I'm coming back anyway. Okay. And it meant sort of going back somewhere and finding this person that you had been estranged from, and you kind of and it kind of was like one of these songs I was like, wow, it was like the second song I wrote, and it came together. Like, it was the first full song that I felt like, oh, so nice. I was hooked to it, like, I think I can write songs here. And and I had a harmonica playing in it, and it was like in the key of C, and I had a C harmonica, and I was like, Bob Dylan here. And that was that. And it sat there, and
hopefully it was a G harmonica, but we won't get into that.
Yeah.
It was a harmonica. That's what matters.
Yeah. And so I don't know what inspired me to, like, it was the fact that I don't know why, but I started to play with this song again, and I started to replay it lately. And then it morphed into this thing because last summer, me and Jill went out to London, and we stayed in London for the summer for 3 months. And we were running this summer camp out in the outskirts of London. And And that is where I kind of had this spiritual mind shift about, and I kind of found my faith again, sort of my spirituality. Mm-hmm. And that's where it came back to life, going out beyond the pines and going back to.
This is a very deep record. Oh, my word.
It really is.
Yeah.
And that's what that song was. And when you listen to this song, it still, to me, I get goosebumps listening to it sometimes.
Fight left in me.
Local from Niagara Falls, Canada, my name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, it's Rick Springfield. You're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
Well, I woke up this morning to a special weather warning. Tonight, let's do our dance. that's right. Tonight let's do our dancing.
Indy 45 Max Sync Radio right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal. That is Vonda McDermott. The song is called Let It Go. It came out October the 29th. And Vonda is an indigenous artist from Grand Prairie, Alberta. Very nice place if you've not been there, Grand Prairie, Alberta. Before that, love the name of this band, The Bargain Shoppers Club. They're from Langley, British Columbia. Their album is called Sharing a Laugh with My Friends. It's a blend of folk, rock, country. Really like that song. Really digging it. Bargain Shoppers Club and Dancing in the Rain. All right. A couple of weeks ago, I was at a songwriting event that happened in Hamilton, Ontario. My good friend Dave Woods does an excellent job putting these together. And I met a gentleman by the name of Lance Dawson. LD. Should have been a linebacker. Lance Dawson, super awesome dude, and he shared some music with me, so I'm going to share a couple of tracks with you. Here's the first one. It's called Don't Get Me Started. It's Lance Dawson. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media, baby.
Don't
handed me a beer and a long neck bot. Said take it slow, then showed me the throttle. Now girl, don't get me started. Said let's dance, put your hands right there. You stole my heart and tossed your hair. Now girl, don't get me started. Tell the end is near. They'll call me the dearly departed. Oh, girl, don't get me started. Standing here outside your door, I wanna come in, but I'm not sure now. Started. Take my hand, whisper soft and slow. I'm a little bit lonely, don't have to go now, girl. Don't get me started. I don't know what my heart can take. It's been bent so badly, it'll surely break if you discard. Soft and slow, I'm a little bit lonely, don't have to go now, girl, don't get me started. I don't know what my heart can take, it's been bent so badly, it'll surely break if you discard it. Oh, girl, don't get me started.
Dawson, don't get me started, baby. Actually, we're wrapping up right now. Shane Christopher Neal, it is Indy 45. Check out my Facebook page, Indy 45 Radio Show. I post all of the tracks that I play and when they're being played on the Indy 45 Facebook page. I do hope you will give it a like. And my website, you can check out a ton of interviews I do for the Industry 45 podcast show. I got indie artists, I got rock stars, I got country stars. It's over at ShaneChristopherNeal.com. So I told you I met Lance Dawson at a songwriting session out in Hamilton a couple of weeks ago. You heard Don't Get Me Started. Well, we're going to wrap it up with this one. It's called 24 Hours. Wrapping up the Indy 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, Radio Network. Cheers, my friend. We'll be right back.
years ago, I was unchanged. 24 hours ago, you were faithful. Now all I can see is the pouring rain. I always thought you were selfish, but I never knew you to be unkind. You took my trust.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the... It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County, but Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.